friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today, friends, we are reading The Christmas Star by Marcus Feitzer, read by...
Mommy.
Yes?
Did you forget that we have
to... Oh, yes, I forgot. Thanks for reminding me. Philip was whispering that during story time, we usually have some snacks. So I've got some crunchies for him, and now we can have snacks and have story time. The same time. Two birds with one stone. Okay. So The Christmas Star by Marcus Feitzer. And we love this book because it is sparkly. This is a sparkly book. And sparkly is always the best. Are you ready? Oh, and it's read today by Mommy and
Philip.
It's always nice when he joins us for story time.
Bananas.
Who is looking for a perfect banana? Here we go. The night the three shepherds were visited by angels, even their sheep were agitated. The shepherds gathered around the campfire, talking in excited voices. An infant king without lords or knights, but strong?
Stronger than any king has ever been.
And yet kind and merciful. He'll be a king of peace and joy.
Yeah.
Wow. This is amazing. Do you know what agitated means?
Mm-mm.
Agitated means that you're stirred up, that you're moved by something. Okay.
Let us go down to Bethlehem to see this newborn king,
suggested the oldest shepherd.
But how shall we find him? All we know is that he is wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. If only we could fly above the city and look into all the houses like the eyes of the stars. Surely the stars know the place of the holy child's birth.
And friends, this is a very sparkly sky in this picture, full of beautiful shining, like diamonds, twinkling stars. The three shepherds were looking up at the sky when suddenly the stars began to move. What? Slowly they flowed towards one another, closer and closer, until finally they merged into one significant, magnificent star. This star, with its shining tail, swept a radiant glow across the deep blue night. And the star slowly dipped towards the horizon. Hastily, the shepherds packed up their belongings. They gathered the sheep together and followed the mysterious star. It was guiding them to Bethlehem to see the holy child. Do you know what hastily means?
Mm-mm.
Hastily means quickly, rapidly, fast, right? So if someone says, make haste, they mean move quick. Go fast. Here we go. Or if someone says, don't be hasty, they're saying, don't go fast. All right. There was a king who lived in a splendid palace in the east. That very night, he saw the star and remembered a prophecy of old. It was said that there would be a king of kings, a lord of lords, a prince of peace. After many painful years of war, he and his people longed for a time of harmony among nations. Do you know what harmony means? Well, harmony is actually a musical term. It's when you have two things that go together well. Like if you sing a note, la, and then you sing another note that matches it. It's not the same note, but it sounds well with it. Like la, can you sing la?
La.
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 Yeah, they kind of sound well together.
They're just like la, la, loo.
Yeah, they sound well together and they get along well. And that's what he's looking for. He wants his country to get along well and be well with others. From the great balcony, the king and his attendants watched the star. Its shining light reflected like the sun off of the golden domes of his palace.
"This child has come to show us the way to peace," said the king. "I will go and bid him welcome. The bright star in the heavens will guide me."
So the king rode forth from his palace, bearing precious gifts for the young prince. That same night, he met two other kings who were following the star. He spoke to them.
"Let us go together to the Prince of Peace. Let us give him our gifts of our faith and our love."
So the three kings journeyed through the desert toward Bethlehem. Now, do you know where Bethlehem is? Well, it's on the other side of the planet from where we are. See, we are in North America, and Bethlehem is in the Middle East, right? So, and this happened so many years ago. It was so long ago. It's kind of hard for us to picture what it would be like now, because we don't go places on camels, and these kings did. The brilliant light of the star penetrated even the darkest of the deep forest.
"It must be a full moon," thought the wolf, and he began to howl.
Oh, oh, oh.
But when the light grew stronger, the curious animals ran to the edge of the woods and looked up at the sky. The owl was waiting and gave them the news.
"A child has been born," she told them. "A holy child who will love and care for all living things. The bright light in the sky is a glorious star calling us all to Bethlehem."
Drawn by the light, the animals went fearlessly on their way. The star finally came to rest over a tiny stable, bathing it in clear light. Everyone wanted to welcome the child and celebrate the spirit of harmony that had brought them together. So the mountain lion lay down among the sheep, and the fox lay down by the hare, and the powerful kings from the east talked like brothers with the humble shepherds. And do you know what all those animals were? Do you know what a hare is?
Mm-hmm.
It's another way of saying rabbit. A rabbit is a hare. But they're kind of wild and a little bit bigger. But here's the thing. Right, see, the fox and the hare are right next to each other. What do we know about foxes?
They like to eat bunnies.
They like to eat bunnies, exactly. So instead of chomping on him, he was lying down next to him and being restful. And that tells us something about peace and how beautiful it is. Quiet and peace nestled over the land like a blanket. Inside the stable, the holy child fell asleep, and the glorious Christmas star blazed its beacon of hope over all. Now, do you know what a stable is? It's like a barn. It's another word for a barn. It's where you would put your animals. Okay? And that, my friends, is the end of the story, the Christmas star. And I believe that this is loosely based on what the Bible says about the birth of Jesus. Because it has shepherds in that story, and it has wise men in that story. And I think it's kind of the same story, same kind of idea, just with some other beautiful ideas put into it as well. And that's the end. Can you say the end?
The end.
How was your snack?
Good.
Okay. The end.